515 1870 32 32 32. Now, on gravy, Anne says no to putting gravy on anybody's dinner or milk in their tea or coffee. Thanks, Anne. Paddy says, I'm just in from work and can't wait to get the shorts and sandals on, definitely without socks. And Dermot has been on from Costa del Sol, no less. I'm listening to you on me holliers in Costa del Sol. Crocs are a great alternative to sandals, says Dermot. I think the great thing about the world we live in now and fashion, it's anything goes. Anything goes, doesn't it? I think anything goes. We shouldn't be as judgmental about what other people wear. If they're happy and they're content, let them off. Let them off. Now we've two quizzers standing by, waiting to take part in the 1-2-3 quiz. And one of them will win a prize with thanks to IrelandHotels.com and Go Anywhere gift card. The winner of our quiz today will enjoy two nights B&B for two in the luxurious Cashel Palace Hotel in County Tipperary with dinner on one night. That's a good prize. The IrelandHotels.com Go Anywhere gift card is the ideal experiential gift, giving whoever wins it the freedom to choose from hundreds of hotels across Ireland. One gift card, 400 plus hotels, any occasion. You can buy one now at IrelandHotels.com. IrelandHotels.com. Hello, Mary O'Connor.
Hello, how are you?
Good, you're in Longford.
I am, yeah.
Did you know that a Longford woman is the head nutritionist at Liverpool FC? Did you know that?
Well, I didn't know that.
No, there you go.
She'd be delighted to take me on, I'd say.
Claire Farrell is her name. I just spotted that the other day. Now, Mary O'Connor.
Farrell is a really Longford name, actually.
Is it? Farrell, yes. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mary O'Connor, you got to mention, Bernard Dunn mentioned a Mary O'Connor. You know, the
I know, I heard it. And I said, oh my God.
They're talking about me already.
I said, Jesus. I said, I just never played sports.
No, he was referring, of course, to the dual Cork player, Mary O'Connor, who was very accomplished. But I was just wondering, Mary O'Connor, are there a lot of Mary O'Connors around?
There's a lot of Mary O'Connors, but I'll tell you something funny.
Right.
I have a twin brother, and you will not believe what my parents called us.
Go on.
Mary and Joseph.
J. Mary and Joseph.
Yeah, Mary and Joseph.
Right.
So it was never, excuse me saying this, it was never Jesus, Mary and Joseph. Mary and Joseph. And my mother would say, oh my God, forgive me.
That's great. And did you question your parents on why they did that?
I said, yeah, of course I did. I said, what possessed you? And she said, oh, I love the name Joseph.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, well, what about Mary? And she said, oh, she said, it's a terrible time on your sister. She said, and I always said, if I ever had a daughter, I'd call her Mary. Right.
Yeah. So there you go. So it wasn't about Mary and Joseph. It was just that the names were liked in the house. Now, what you got up to over the weekend, Mary?
Do you know, nothing.
Right.
We just had a lovely time in the garden relaxing, and it was fabulous.
Brilliant. And the weather to go with it.
Oh, listen, the weather's just glorious. It's just, honestly, it's amazing. And I was telling you, the researcher, I'm panicking because I have a daughter getting married in 2 weeks.
Right.
And I keep thinking, please, 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 if we just get one more day of sunshine on that day, I'd be delighted.
Yes. That's the way we think in this country. Isn't it that we're using up all our good weather now? It can't be like this forever.
I know.
Yes.
But it's true. Because you really think, well, this is summer. This is it.
Yeah.
We're done for now.
So that's exciting, isn't it? That your daughter's getting married.
Yeah.
So
I've got my daughter doing her finals today. It's all going the O'Connor household.
Right. Okay. You're up against Maureen Sheridan, who's in Blackrock in County Louth. Hello, Maureen.
Oh, lovely.
Hello, Ray.
Hello,
how
Maureen.
Are you?
Yeah.
Hello, Mary.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm also a twin.
Oh, are you?
Believe it or not.
I don't believe it.
Yes,
oh,
I'm a twin.
Well, I hope your parents have more sense than mine.
There you are. Una and I are twins, and we had a great celebration at the weekend. We celebrated a big roundy 70th birthday.
Right, happy birthday to
wow,
you and Una.
Very much indeed.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah, brilliant.
The celebrations are still going, let me tell
yes,
you.
Yes, yeah. So,
yeah.
So what shape did they take, the celebrations, Maureen?
Well, they took, my sister came home from France.
Right.
And my another sister came down from Dublin. And I had friends for Bubbles and Bites on Thursday.
Right.
And Una had friends for the same, more or less the same, on Friday.
Right.
So we're a little bit washed out at this stage.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
And but we've had a wonderful, wonderful time.
Over the years, it was sort of double because obviously you had your own lives and Una had her own circle of friends, you your own circle of friends. So then when you were sharing a birthday party, huge.
Absolutely huge, because whilst we both live in Blackrock in County Louth, we're the only ones that stayed in Blackrock where we're from. But we both play golf. We have our own. We play in poker schools, different poker schools. But we have mutual friends and separate friends.
Yeah.
So both parties were slightly different, which was just lovely.
And are you identical?
No, not at all.
No.
Totally fraternal in every way.
Right.
In every way.
Right.
We're fraternal.
Right.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, happy birthday to Una.
Thank you very much indeed.
Yeah, brilliant.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a coincidence now. That's
it is indeed.
It's unbelievable, actually.
Right.
But talking about being identical, people used to say, oh, you've got a twin brother. And I'd say, yeah. And they'd say, are you identical? And I'd say, no.
Not quite.
yeah, that's a good one. I've probably been guilty of that in the past myself, Mary. That's why I'm laughing. Okay. So the rules, the 1, 2, 3 quiz, three questions each, general knowledge questions. I ask you, after I give you the category name, if you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer. If you go for a one-pointer, you get multiple choice with that. A two-pointer is the same question, but no choice. All the questions are against the clock and we have to accept your first answer. So good luck, Mary, and good luck, Maureen. Here we go.
Thank you. Good luck, Mary.
Okay.
Now, Mary, first category.
Yeah.
90s bangers. So songs that were hits in the 90s. Do you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer?
Oh, definitely a two-pointer.
A two-pointer, okay. Who is singing this? All I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun. Until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. Who's that?
Madonna?
No. It's Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow, All I Want to Do for 1993.
Right.
Okay, no panic, early days. Maureen.
Yes.
90s bangers. Do you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer?
Oh, I'm going to have to go for a two-pointer. I'm sorry, a one-pointer.
A one-pointer, okay.
I need it to lose.
Yes, okay, have a listen to this. The question will follow. Now, was that No Doubt, En Vogue, or TLC?
Oh, TLC?
No
idea.
No Doubt, Don't Speak, 1995. Okay, even start, no scores on the board. We're on to our second category, Mary, food and drink. Food and drink. Do you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer on this?
Oh, I'll go two-pointer.
Okay, which spice is derived from the crocus flower?
Oh, saffron.
Saffron's a great answer. Well done.
Yay!
Well done.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah. Well done. That's a good 2 points there. Maureen, food and drink. Do you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer?
Oh, I think I'll have to go with Mary and go for a two-pointer.
Two-pointer. Okay, good luck with this.
Thank you.
Royal Gala is a variety of which fruit?
It's an apple.
It is an apple, yes. Well done. 2 points.
Thank you.
That's a good round for both of you. Two all. As we're into our final category. Well done to you both. Irish sporting moments. That's what the final category is, Mary. Irish sporting moments. Do you want a one-pointer or a two-pointer? There's a clip with this one.
I'll go one-pointer.
A one-pointer. Okay. So have a listen to this and the question will follow.
So it's a putt for the Grand Slam. There you go. And as I say, a second chance. He's finally done it. And after many tears, his talent fulfilled and now unbridled joy.
So which sporting hero provided us with that memorable moment? Was it Rory McIlroy, Padraig Harrington or Shane Lowry?
Oh, Rory McIlroy.
Yes, it is. Rory McIlroy, yes. You get a point for that. That was him beating Justin Rose in a playoff to win the 89th Masters and complete the career Grand Slam back in April of this year. So well done. You're on three. You're on three, Mary.
Oh, brilliant.
Now, Maureen, that puts you strategically in a good position because you have the choice of going for a two-pointer. It will be more difficult, but if you get it right, you're today's winner. Or you can settle for a one-pointer. If you get it right, we go to a tie-break situation. Of course, if you get any option wrong, then Mary is the winner. So, Maureen, what is it going to be? A one-pointer or a two-pointer?
Oh, I'm going to go for the two-pointer, Ray.
Are you? Right.
Why wouldn't I? Give it a bash.
Give it a bash. Okay. Which sporting hero provided us with this memorable moment? Good luck with this. Sorry. I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. Okay. Which sporting hero provided us with this memorable moment?
Is the champion of the world, the first Irish woman to win a world championship gold record. 14 minutes, 46 seconds.
For you, the greatest moment of your career.
200 metres out, you literally kicked for home. You then received the plaudits of the Ullevi crowd and ran over to embrace and hug your father, John.
Who are they talking about?
Oh, my goodness me.
Quick.
Sonny O'Sullivan.
Yes. You just got in there. The echo was just about to finish on that.
Oh,
you got
goodness.
In there. 2 points. Well done. That was very close,
very
Mary.
Much.
That was very close. Very close. Mary.
Oh, well, congratulations, Maureen. That's brilliant.
Mary,
thank you, Mary.
Mary, we're going to send you out a Ray Darcy Keep Cup, and I really enjoyed our chat.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, and I hope the wedding day is a lovely, beautiful day.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, Mary.
That's
bye now. Bye.
Take care
bye,
now. Bye-bye. Bye.
Commiserations, Mary.
Yeah. Maureen, well done.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Shocked and all as I am.
Yeah. Thanks to IrelandHotels.com and the Go Anywhere gift card. You and a person of your choice are off to the luxurious Cashel Palace Hotel for 2 nights. That's nice.
Well, that is just lovely.
It
I'm
is
really
just lovely.
Looking forward to that.
Yes,
my goodness.
Enjoy
Thank
it.
Thank you very much indeed.
Okay, see you, Maureen.
I certainly will.
Right,
Thank
bye
you
now.
Very much,
bye,
Ray.
Bye, bye.
All the very
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.